Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the Random Ship for this, our 82nd voyage. I am the captain on this weekly journey, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan. So for those of you who don't know or may have just forgotten, what we do here is we take 25 to 30 minutes every single week, and we wander the waters of the weird. Yes, the oceans of the obscure. The rivers of the random.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
Did you like that one, Alan?
Yeah.
I said it differently so people know we record it every single week. It's not just a hit that we do.
Yeah, it's not just a recording.
Or a sting. Sting. Yeah. That's the radio term.
Is that what it is?
I think so. So what was the language this week, Alan?
That was Danish.
Ooh, delicious.
Yes.
So I traveled this week, but for once I didn't get to see you.
Yeah, I know. Super lame.
Yeah, I had to go to the rodeo.
Ugh, you hate rodeos.
I am not a big fan. But I did get to ride in the back of a chuck wagon, so that was one of the scariest things I've done in my life. So in case you guys aren't aware of what a chuck wagon race is, essentially they take four thoroughbred horses, hook them to like an old-timey pilgrim wagon, and then the horses sprint to a finish line, and they have to go around some barrels, and for some reason the race starts with a guy putting a stove in the back of the chuck wagon.
Putting a stove?
I literally told the driver, I'm like, why do you guys still do that? That stove has no purpose. He's like, well, we've always done it that way. I'm like, there's a lot in society that we have always done that didn't need
Shouldn't be done that way.
Like, there's a lot. The cowboy was not hearing.
I believe it. Cowboys do not seem like the most willing to change their ways of people.
Well, it may surprise you to hear I talked myself into a corner, and that's how I ended up riding in the chuck wagon.
Oh, that doesn't sound like you at all.
So the night before, I was at the, by the way, I spent more time with horses in the last, in Thursday and Friday of last week than I had like in my entire life. It was like a solid 6 hours.
Do you love horses now?
Still super crazy. Like, they are scary, they're huge, and my two biggest observances have to do with, one, they pee like dogs. Not like the dog that lifts its leg, but you know our parents' dog, he doesn't lift his leg, he kind of just leans forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does your dog do the same thing?
No, my dog can balance on three legs.
Oh, well, Friday just leans forward. That's what horses do. They just kind of lean forward and pee, but they don't care about pooping at all. They act like they're doing nothing. You could be talking to a horse right in its eyes. It looks like it's enjoying the conversation it's having with you the whole time. It's just letting a bathtub full of feces fall out of it. It doesn't react at all. Like, I don't know if their butts have no feeling, but they are the weird, like, our dogs, clearly, our dogs, if you look at a dog when it's pooping, it is shameful. Like, that dog is shamed. Like, it's like, please don't look at me, I'm pooping. Why are you looking at me in the eyes? Horses couldn't care
less. Why are you looking in his eyes when he's pooping?
Horses don't care.
It's a very personal moment, Friday. Look at me. Look at me.
Horses relish the views.
Apparently.
Same thing with their wieners. They just let it all hang out. Like, it's just like,
and that's true. They don't even wear pants.
And I don't care how many times I see horses, I will never get used to how well endowed they are. Like, it is like, that's like three quarters of your leg. What is happening?
That is not what I observe when I see horses.
You are obviously not around a lot of male horses. Because you cannot not observe it. You can't look at the horse and miss it. Let's put it that way. So anyway, after the race on Thursday night, I went back to the cowboy barn. And I took a group to meet all the horses and meet the cowboy and his team and blah, blah.
As you do. That explains why you're so close to the horses.
I was talking with his assistant guy. And we were just having some beer and I was like, yeah, I've never got a chance to go in one. And he's like, oh, would you like to? And I'm like, oh, sure. I mean, yeah, why not? No, I didn't actually want to go in one. I wake up the next morning at like 7 o'clock to head to work. And the cowboy driver guy had texted me after I left. And he goes, so I hear you want to go in the chuck. We're practicing tomorrow at 9. You should come by. And I'm like, well, I can't not do it now.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely something that you'd do. Oh, I of course I want to go in that.
So now I'm stuck doing it, and then I show up, and I thought it was like, oh, we're just going to walk around in it, like we're going to stand in it in like almost like a carriage ride. No, when they say they're practicing, like they go full speed. So I had to crouch for like 10 full minutes because it takes like 5 minutes to get to the track from the barns and 5 minutes back. But I'm so tall that if I'm not crouching, I would have fallen out. Because this may surprise you, it's the most rickety thing in the world. And then they get up to the barrels and all of a sudden they're just like, hi-yah! And the horses start going full speed, like they are going full out. And then I almost got hit in the face because the guy's pulling the reins and I'm standing like right behind him. The only thing to grab onto is like the seat. So I'm essentially behind him grabbing his ass, trying not to get hit in the face by these reins. So I end up having to lean out of the chuck, which is arguably just as dangerous because now you've got all these horse hooves like inches from your face and they're going full speed. I have never eaten so much dirt and I'm sure horse poop in such a small time frame.
Not that you haven't eaten that much in your life.
Just no, in just in a small time frame. Yeah.
You do eat a lot of dirt. Dirt. And horse feces.
Why don't we roll into some really old, really weird commercials that you've probably never heard of? Speaking of horse manure, Alan, up first we have a 1950s ad from Serutan Plus Laxatives.
Thank you, bud. Here's the new Laxative Advance for fast relief of temporary irregularity. It's new Serutan Plus in capsule form. And here's the big news about Serutan Plus. In a recent study, 94% of the people who tried Serutan Plus reported beneficial results with this new Laxative Advance. Serutan Plus works so much more effectively, yet is so kind to your system. So the next time you suffer from temporary irregularity, take Serutan Plus as directed. This new laxative advance must give you fast overnight relief, plus more gentle, dependable relief from temporary irregularity, or your money back.
Be sure to ask for Serutan Plus.
Ah, yes. Thank you, random second guy.
When used as directed. Like, are there a lot of people just popping laxatives? I've taken laxative once in my life. Our mother gave me a laxative. It didn't work after half an hour, so she gave me another laxative, and I was on the toilet in pain for the next, like, 12 to 16 hours.
Well, that's because you didn't use Serutan Plus.
I didn't use it as directed, obviously.
No discomfort.
I did not use it as directed.
That just, whenever I hear stories or anything about laxatives, just reminds me of that time you convinced somebody that a laxative was a chocolate bar.
It was not my best moment, I will say.
No, it was very much high school bullying.
I cop to that now. If I ever met the kid, I would apologize.
I mean, I'm sure he's a man now.
But essentially, yes, X-Lax sometimes comes in chocolate bar form, and we convinced him. He was the annoying kid on our team. We convinced him that it was delicious chocolate, and he ate far more than we were offering him, which speaks to his annoyingness when you offer him one square and he eats five. But he did not know. Let's just put it this way. He didn't play the rest of the basketball tournament because he didn't leave the bathroom. I'm a bad person.
Classic.
I hope the statute of limitations on that has worn off.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I just always love the laxative ads. Not for that purpose, but because they always, like, it's always super awkward.
That guy didn't think it was awkward at all. He was so into laxatives.
It's always like, how do we talk about poop without ever mentioning poop or toilets or, like, and I don't think it would be any better. I haven't looked up a current laxative ad, but I doubt they're like, are you tired of not pooping? Do you want to poop so much that it hurts? Use our laxative.
They always use terms like, helps you stay regular. Okay, we know what that
means. Like that Bran ad where it made me think I was going to be a loser if I didn't
Oh yeah, if you're irregular.
Are you tired of being irregular?
Weirdo.
Now being irregular is cool. Yeah. But being constipated, never.
I agree.
Up next, another ad from the 50s, this time for Captain Video Ranger Collectible Ring.
Rangers, whatever you do, don't miss this wonderful chance to get a Captain Video Picture Ring, a ring exactly like the one that the Video Ranger and all video agents wear. Right on top of the ring, there's an action photograph of Captain Video himself, and he's holding his famous static beam gun. This picture is sealed onto the top of the ring under a special transparent stone. Now, you'll use the Captain Video Picture Ring in your games and spy adventures. You'll use it instead of a password at all your own secret ranger meetings, and you'll wear it at all times to show that you're fighting alongside Captain Video in his battle as guardian of the safety of the world. Now, in order to get your Captain Video identification ring, all you do is just ask for luscious powerhouse candy bars at your favorite candy store. Then, after you enjoy this wonderful taste treat, send in the wrappers. If you get the regular nickel-sized powerhouse, then you'll need 2 wrappers and 10 cents in coins. Remember, that's 2 of the nickel-sized wrappers. Or, if you get the big 10-cent jumbo powerhouse, then you need only 1 wrapper and 10 cents. Got that? Well, either way, you mail those wrappers, along with your name and address, to Powerhouse, Box 95, New York 46, New York. You better write that address down so you don't forget it. I'll repeat it. It's Powerhouse, Box 95, New York 46, New York.
This guy is like an annoying teacher. He's like, you want to do some math to figure out how you can get a ring? How many candy bars do you have to eat to get the ring? But wait, what if it's a really big candy bar? Are you writing this down? You better be writing this down. You need to do arithmetic to be able to get this candy bar.
I loved how he was like, did you get that? Anyways. All right. I did not understand that basic math, but I think it's funny how simple addresses used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's box 95, New York, 47, New York, obviously.
Just go. Figure it out. This wouldn't be the place to do it, but I can't find anything on Wikipedia, or that ad doesn't mention it. Why is it called Captain Video? It doesn't say he Captain Video. It just says,
never heard of Captain Video.
This long-running series set in the distant future tracked the adventures of a group of fighters of truth and justice known as the Video Rangers. They were led by Captain Video. No name was ever mentioned. No first name. But his last name's Video? Why is his last name Video? It's like they named him that just because it was like cool technology that was like coming. It's like, look, it's moving pictures or video. Let's just throw that in his name. That's futuristic. That's apparently this show doesn't actually exist anymore. There are like of the 1,550 plus episodes, only like under 20 are still in existence, because back in the day, tape was so expensive that they just erased tape and reused it, I guess, or they destroyed. I don't really know. But that also explains why in a lot of these ads, they make mistakes and they just keep going. Like they fumble their words and they just keep going.
Oh, yeah. They don't do another take.
Yeah. It's just like, and then I went to the hairdresser. And then it's like, now, could you imagine being on YouTube? And
did you say the hair flesher? That sounds terrifying.
Though I do like ads where people make mistakes. Have you seen those new Subway ads with the random Canadian snowboarder guy?
I don't watch ads.
Well, they come on YouTube, and I don't watch them all, but sometimes like you can't skip them. They're what, Mark Morris or whatever?
I don't know.
He's like this Olympic snowboarder, but they're so funny because I can't tell if he actually was making mistakes when they were trying to film a serious ad, and they just were like, well, this is funny and this will do, and they just kept them in, or if it's just a really, really well-written ad where he makes mistakes on purpose, but it's they're really funny. Now, in partnership with different sponsors, here were the gifts you could get.
Okay, I'm prepared.
The aforementioned secret seal ring,
of course.
Flying saucer ring, photos of the cast, electronic goggles, a secret ray gun, a rocket ship keychain, decoders, membership cards, or a set of 12 spacemen.
Ooh.
What would you have wanted?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of what would be worth the most right now. Could I get the tapes?
I mean, it must have been a good show. It lasted for 1,500 plus episodes, and it was the first series of its genre on American TV. So I guess in 1949, when it came out, there weren't a lot of, like, Space Ranger. He's the original Buzz Lightyear.
I feel like we don't have a lot of Space Ranger shows now.
I guess, but, yeah, because Star Wars, would that count as, like, any sci-fi?
I don't think Star Wars is Space Rangers. It's space.
What do you think those dudes in the white uniforms are?
Yes, the dudes in the white uniforms.
The dudes in the white uniforms. It's all, like, plasticky metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they can't shoot their guns.
No, they can shoot them. They just can't hit.
They can't shoot accurately. What are they? Stormtroopers.
Ah, there you go.
There it is. Them. And finally, Alan, we have an ad for Hazel Bishop Long Lasting Lipstick.
But first, I'm sure you and all ladies watching will agree that the little item known as your lipstick is by all odds your most important cosmetic.
So girls, be smart. Use only the best. And that, of course, means Hazel Bishop's new longer-lasting lipstick. The only lipstick I found that stays on beautifully, all around the clock. Here, let me show you a convincing test you can make yourself. Take a Hazel Bishop lipstick, make a mark on your palm like that. Then any other brand, or perhaps the one you're using now, and make a mark right across. Now, blot both thoroughly. And then rub across just as hard as I am. Now, you see, your Hazel Bishop lipstick is still bright, but the other, well, as you see, it's practically disappeared. Now, girls, when Hazel Bishop lipstick can stand a test like that on your hands, you can imagine how beautifully its rich, luscious color stays on your lips. Yes, it's no wonder that today, Hazel Bishop is by far America's most popular, long-lasting lipstick. And it should be your lipstick.
All of you, right after the show or the first thing tomorrow, if you can, you get your Hazel Bishop longer-lasting no-smear lipstick in your favorite shade. And believe me, I'll guarantee you that with Hazel Bishop, you'll really beat the clock.
I'll guarantee you. I didn't even catch this the first time I listened to it. He says at the end, go out right now and get it.
Yeah.
If not, make it your first thing you do tomorrow. You need this lipstick.
Because Hazel Bishop beats the clock. I don't know what that means.
I also love how in these samples, so essentially what she does is she takes her hand, she takes the Hazel Bishop, runs the makeup down one hand, then takes the competitor and runs it crosswise so she makes like a cross or an X, and then rubs it. But in all these examples that we see, they always do something that's like crazy unrealistic. Like she rubs it so hard. Like it's like, it's like, look how quickly that smudges. And how often do you have a man kissing you so aggressively, like he's trying to take cheap melted cheese off a plate, that it rubs off all your lipstick? It's like, when are you rubbing your lips that aggressively? Don't get me wrong, Hazel Bishop clearly was a superior product. It didn't smudge at all.
No.
But I feel like, depending on the price difference, I may still choose the cheaper one.
My question is, how did they convince this lady to do this ad? It's like, okay, so here's what we're doing.
Well, was that Hazel Bishop?
Is that who is she? Hazel Bishop?
I don't know. I'm looking it up. You continue with your hilarity. Maybe it was. I can't tell. I mean, if this was from
find
the
a picture of her from the 50s.
They're all in black and white, even the old ones. I think maybe it was actually because I see a picture here from 1969 of her applying lipstick, and it looks similar. She's actually She was a chemist.
Wow.
She's known for her lipstick, but she is a chemist. Wow. From Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken.
She's officially an American chemist and businesswoman.
She's officially an American chemist? That's a weird way to word that.
Ooh. This is one of their newspaper ads. It stays on you, not on him.
Mm.
Hazel Bishop's amazingly lasting lipstick stays on and on until you take it off.
Hmm. Well, I guess that answers the question of how she convinced herself to do the ad.
Hazel Bishop No Smear Lipstick won't eat off, bite off, or kiss off.
I don't know what that means.
Also, as far as price, you could get 3 for $1.25.
That sounds expensive in oldie times.
All of our articles this week, Alan, come from themirror.co.uk, because I was lazy. Women's fury after mom criticizes job promotion as she thinks men will like her less. These are all pretty quick hitters this week.
Yeah.
And this one boils down to this woman got a great job promotion, extra money, and her mom says, oh no, you're not married. This is going to make it harder for you to find a husband because no man's going to want someone who's more successful than him.
Yeah, which is total BS.
I am living proof. My wife is much more successful than I am, and I love her very much. Shame on you, mother. Raise your woman to be a strong, independent lady. She doesn't need a man, and her the right man will love her for who she is and love how successful she is. My wife is a very successful woman, and she is a beautiful woman, but the thing that is sexiest about her is when she's working. When I watch her doing what she loves to do, which is her business and her job, I love it. There is nothing more attractive than seeing her in her element doing that.
Also, it must be nice to be like, would it be a sugar baby? Would that be what you
mean? I'm the trophy husband.
The trophy husband. There we go.
Please don't say sugar baby. Next up, Alan, also from themirror.co.uk, mom gobsmacked after teacher's bonkers complaint about daughter's packed lunch. This one, once again, another quick hitter.
Yes.
The teacher gobsmacked. It's a quick smacker. The teacher sent a note home with this woman's daughter basically saying, be a better parent and give your daughter healthier lunches, because the mom gave her what amounts to like a not unhealthy, but not super healthy granola bar, judging from the information in the article. Like, it's not like she gave her like a can of Orange Crush, some French fries, and a Mars bar. Like, she she gave her seemingly like a healthy lunch, and the teacher stuck her nose in it. Leave your nose out of my kid's food, teacher. Also, thank you for teaching our next generation of geniuses.
But also, if you want to judge what my kid's eating, you buy it.
Do you know how expensive food is now?
Right? It was a beetroot and berry-flavored serene bar. That doesn't sound unhealthy at all.
No.
Unless serene is terrible for you.
Serene is just cocaine for kids. We can't call it cocaine for kids. We need, like, a healthy-sounding name. What about Kids Coke? No, I think Coca-Cola would be mad at that. Sorine? Sounds good. It's so
good enough.
So abstract, nobody knows what it is.
And it already sounds like an apology, so...
Sounds like an apology.
Sorry.
So even if the kids hate it, we've already apologized.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally this week, Alan, also from The Mirror, I refuse to go to my own birthday party as I don't celebrate, but my friends won't cancel it. You explain this one, Alan.
So what this one is basically this person doesn't celebrate their birthday, and one of her coworkers is planning a surprise party for her, and it got back to her, and she said, oh, please don't do that. You're wasting your time and money. I would much rather get blackout drunk by myself in my apartment.
To each his own.
Yeah. I mean, personally speaking, I prefer social drinking to just getting hammered by myself. But, you know.
I agree. I am not. Our mother always taught us you drink when you're happy. You don't drink when you're sad. You don't drink when you're mad, so that you don't associate it with those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so far it's been good. I will say, though, when I was 19... till the time I had my son, who, when I had him, I was 27. So until...
I'm 27.
So from those 8 years, I would do the same thing every single... My birthday, September, the new NBA 2K game would come out. Once again, it was a tradition that started in college, and I continued through the first years of my career. And I would take the day off, go get the new NBA when GameStop opened, and then I would have bought a 12-pack of beer from the day before, and I would just hang out and play NBA and drink my beer for the day, and that's how I like to spend it. I can see what she's saying, but I never got blackout drunk. Like, I was never,
And I get it. Like, I'm not personally, like, I'm never going to plan something for my birthday. But if I have people planning something for me, I'm not going to say no unless I hate the people.
Yeah, that'd be rude.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, sure, it's like, oh, well, everybody commenting on her Reddit thread. I don't understand how everything has a Reddit thread these
everything,
days.
I don't. Everybody's maybe we do, like, and we just don't know about it.
Maybe.
I've never checked.
The Random Ship subreddit.
How are we not admins on that?
She told her colleague, I don't want this, please don't do this. And everybody's like, oh, she should respect your wishes. But, like, at the same time, should you not, like, respect that somebody's trying to do something, like, kind for you?
Yeah, I feel like if you're close enough with someone that they feel comfortable throwing you a surprise party, I would also go. But I also know myself that, yes, while I'd rather be a homebody, you've seen me in social settings. I also, once I get there, love them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Nine times out of ten, I'd rather spend a night at home. But once I get out, I have a great time.
I have a lot of time. It's the same with me in the gym. Once I'm at the gym, I'm like, well, I may as well enjoy this.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, yeah, she has every right to not go to her birthday party. But at the same point, someone obviously cares enough for her that she should at least consider that. Yes. I feel like she's being selfish. But as an individual, you're allowed to make selfish decisions at the same point, right? This is also just the pandemic technically isn't over, but life is only now starting to get back to normal. People want to celebrate, so they're using your birthday as an opportunity to let loose and act like the last 2 years of crap did not happen. So let them be the horse and just let all that crap out.
Throwback.
Well, we're just about to dock and end this week's journey. But before we do, we remind you, check us out on Instagram at RandomShipThePodcast. And tell your friends, tell your families, tell everyone you know. Let's grow this random ship crew. Alan, what is this week's ship fact?
This week's ship fact is... The TEU MV MSC Zoe. It's a lot of letters.
Yep.
is one of the world's biggest container ships, and also the ship with the loudest horn, apparently. On August 16th, 2015, the ship was docked for its christening and maiden call, and the captain decided to play the Star Wars theme song on the horns of the vehicle. Still a vehicle.
Literally as loud as possible. I like that.
Literally as loud as possible.
That is a party, lady, who doesn't... That's just a fun captain. Are you listening to it?
Well, I was pulling it up so I could send it to you.
Oh. Okay. Send it to me and we will play it. On that note, we'll take you out with the Star Wars horn, boat, ship theme. But thank you all so much for joining us.
And have a great week, everybody. Throwback.